Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Click Millionaire Success Show with your host, Scott Fox. It's time for another educational and entertaining episode that can help you work less and live more with your own internet lifestyle business.
Well, it's time for Click Millionaire's Video Office Hours. Welcome to Video Office Hours and Audio Office Hours and basically office hours for you. I'm Scott Fox, the host of ClickMillionaires.com, the friendliest free lifestyle business coaching forum on the internet, the author of several books that you can see on the wall here behind me, most recently Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More with an Internet Lifestyle Business You Love. The idea behind my books and this webcast and podcast is to help you figure out, well, what could you do better in life? One of my New Year's resolutions this year, I'm not a big resolutions guy, I try to work hard all year round, but one of my resolutions was just be better. And that, I guess, kind of sums up what I'm trying to do here at Click Millionaires for you. If you're listening to our podcast via iTunes or Blog Talk Radio, or you're watching on YouTube or over at clickmillionaires.com or on the Google Plus Hangout where we're doing this live, any of those places, you've tuned in, you've been looking for something, and, well, I'm going to try to help you as best I can. I'm no genius or guru, but I've been around for a while. I've been working on the internet for 20 years and making money on the internet, most importantly, not just working, but actually making some money on the internet. And I've been a full-time internet entrepreneur pretty much that whole time, especially the last half dozen years or so where I gave up on the last crummy corporate job I had and said, you know, this internet stuff, I'm just going to do this all the time. And I went back and forth for a while with corporate jobs and entrepreneur, and then back then I'd get a good offer again, go back in, and, you know, like the mafia, you can't really get away from those jobs until you really commit. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later, commitment and the strategies that you can use to help advance your own lifestyle business on the internet. It can be off the internet, too. I'm not wedded to the internet, but honestly, the internet is just such a cheap way to distribute information that it makes it the number one marketing medium on the planet these days. You know, it isn't really, for a long time they called the internet new media, and it's not new media anymore, it's just media. So that's the place for me. The internet is my number one recommendation for you, and you probably agree if you're watching or listening to this. But offline businesses still have opportunity, and we talk about those sometimes at clickmillionaires.com, too. So if you're new to this, what we're going to do today, this is not a show. I'm not going to dance or sing. I don't have any tricks up my sleeves or anything like that. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to try to help you. And we've got a bunch of folks who've written in with questions in our forum or over on Google Plus asking for advice about affiliate marketing and ebook publishing and some code questions, SEO a little bit, I think. And we're going to look at some websites, too. Several of you wrote in with websites you'd like me to take a look at, so we'll try to look at those live together. We'll do a screen share here. And if you're listening to the podcast later, you can catch replays of this event on YouTube at my YouTube channel. If you search on YouTube for Click Millionaires Video Office Hours, that should find it, or Scott Fox, that's my name. And we'll post it, of course, at clickmillionaires.com as well if you want to catch it, and that way you can replay the video because it's going to be so valuable. You're just going to want to watch it over and over and over again, right? All right, so we're going to talk today about, let's see, I got questions, like I said, from Louine and Kimberly and Nathan and Dennis and Dave, but you know what? You're welcome, too, and that's why I do this live. Otherwise, I could just record them, you know, in the middle of the night sometime when I couldn't sleep. This is a live show, so if you'd like to join me, come on over to Google Plus and look for Click Millionaires or clickmillionaires.com or Scott Fox, and you can find the page with the live hangout. And I can see people are watching us. Nobody showed up on camera yet because the Google interface is pretty much impossible. I almost blew this whole show today because I invited everybody to an event, instead of a Google Hangout. And those seem kind of the same to me, like I'm going to have the event and it's online, that should be a Hangout, right? And apparently not. So I apologize for those of you who are going to come in late on this. That was my mistake, but I refuse to take the blame for that. It's Google. Their interfaces are crap. So they're confusing. I've been doing this as long as anybody, and they still confuse me, and they change them all the time, too. Anyway, enough about me. So we're going to talk about these questions, and I'll get to that here in 1 second. Just want to remind you that if you haven't already, come over to clickmillionaires.com and join. It's free. I'm there. I've got a team of people there. We've, most importantly, though, we've got friends and fellow travelers from all over the world, literally, who are there watching and looking for advice like yours and sharing good ideas, right? Everybody wants to do this that's there. And that's the key thing when you're going to be trying to build your own business. It can be a lonely event. It can be very solitary, especially on the internet. You just, you sit and you kind of, you know, you're really in your own head. And often the ideas you have are difficult to communicate to others, especially if they're new and innovative, or your friends and family are skeptical, which often happens to us entrepreneurs. But especially on the internet, a lot of folks still aren't totally up to speed on this. So if you're trying to build a business yourself, it can be lonely and frustrating. So clickmillionaires.com is the solution that I came up with. It's a forum that's free, and you can come and join and ask the questions that you don't have any place else to ask. And we only let friendly people in. We literally, I personally look at every application, and if somebody is dismissive or thinks they're being funny and or spammy when they fill out the application, we decline their membership. The only people allowed are nice. And sometimes somebody gets through and then we bounce them, okay? So it's a safe place for you to come and ask the questions that you'd like to ask. That's clickmillionaires.com. Now, while I'm on the topic, you know, the Masterminds forum is the next level. That's the private forum that where I work with people directly. And that's much smaller. There's several thousand people in the clickmillionaires.com free forum. The private Masterminds forum has less than 100. So these are people, and they pay, right? This is $39 a month, so it's not cheap. But it's for folks who are committed and serious about this, right? And you want to come and work directly with me and the other Masterminds people. You know, even Napoleon Hill, who's an author you probably heard of, Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich, he wrote that, and it was one of the first ever mental power can lead you to success sort of books way back, I think it was the 1920s. But even he talked about mastermind groups and getting together with a bunch of people who support your vision and have similar goals can really advance you. They can hold you accountable and help you get farther faster. So that's our Masterminds group, and you can find out more about that if you'd like at mastermindsforum.com anytime. Or join, as many people do, join the free forum, try it out, figure out what's going on, and then realize, hey, this is a good thing, I'd like more, and then they upgrade to the Masterminds forum. All right? So, and I guess, you know, I said it's not cheap. It is cheap, honestly, $39 a month for the kind of support we give. You know, I charge a lot more than that for even an hour of my time, and if you come and join the Masterminds forum, I'm in there all the time. So it's a pretty good value, honestly, if you're serious about this stuff. If you're just blogging and hanging out and Instagramming and Pinteresting and that sort of stuff, fine, you know, right on, that's cool. But if you want to make some money, Masterminds forum is where the real action is at. Okay, so let's enough talking. Google Effects. No, that's not what I want to do either. I want to just add, where's that thing? What do you like? Let's see. No, that's not it. Do you like that guy? Sorry, that's not it. I'm trying to find, where's the little thing? Maybe one of you can come in the chat room. Where's the lower third thing? Q&A, capture, cameraman. All I want to do is show the little thing that has my name on it. Huh. Well, I guess we won't do that today. But if you're live in the chat room with me, that you can pop that up by rolling your mouse over to the side of the screen. And there's a little blue box, it's the second one, with some white lines in it. Click on that, and then a chat bar will open on the opposite side of the screen. And then you can type in if you don't want to come on camera. All right, so enough preamble, let's go. Welcome to clickmillionaires.com, Masterminds, Video Office Hours. Louine says, I would like to add a store to my WordPress website so people can purchase products and equipment that I recommend in my workshops. Which plugin do you recommend that I can benefit from affiliate commissions? Well, thanks for the question, Louine. That's a good one. I always like to talk about WordPress because WordPress is the most popular blog and website building platform these days, and there's always it's always changing, too, so there are always new questions. So I would suggest, let's revisit the question. I'd like to add a store to my WordPress website. Okay, let's talk about that. And then what plugin do I recommend? Well, to benefit from affiliate commissions. Well, to start with, Louine, you don't need a plugin. This is one of the problems with WordPress. People use WordPress a lot, and they start to think everything is a plugin, and that you can just bolt stuff on indefinitely, and suddenly your WordPress site is going to cook breakfast and drive you to work and maybe do your job, and like these plugins are like magic, and you can do everything with just a couple clicks. That's true for lots of parts of WordPress, but if you want a store, Louine, I would build a store. If you want affiliate commissions, if you want to earn money by representing products from other vendors, you don't need a store at all. You just need links. So I think you should probably come in the forum and we'll talk through this a little more because you're mixing your terminology. But let me give you the answer. What answer I can here. First of all, for a plugin that can benefit from affiliate commissions, well, the easiest one to use that I know of is called SkimLinks, S-K-I-M Links, and that's a little piece of code you plug into your site, and then it will automatically insert underlined links throughout your site wherever there's a reference in text, meaning you write words that are about a product. So say you write something like about, you know, my personal computer broke today. Personal computer may show up underlined and linked to a personal computer website, and if someone clicks on that and buys it, then you would get a commission. That's how SkimLinks works. Now, that's super easy. That may be exactly what you want, and I hope so. The downside of that, of course, is that SkimLinks is very intrusive. Suddenly, all these links start popping up on your site that you didn't put in there. Your visitors get kind of annoyed because they thought it was one of your links, like to a blog post maybe where you discussed it more, and suddenly it's an affiliate link. So it can be very intrusive, and honestly, I've had real trouble getting it to work properly, so I don't use it anymore. But that's the best one, the closest I've come, I should say. Now, more importantly, affiliate commissions, all you need to do, Louine, is sign up for Amazon Associates, which is the original affiliate program, or go to commissionjunction.com or linkshare.com and sign up for some of those programs, and then take the banners they give you and put them on your website. Those banners will have your affiliate tracking code in it, so if people click on those banners and buy something, you should get a commission. That doesn't require a store at all. Now, if you really want a store, like a standalone store, then I would look, I hear a lot about WooCommerce, for example. That's W-O-O Commerce, and that works well with WordPress. You might look at that. You might look at Shopify. You might look at, Yahoo Stores. They make stores. There's lots and lots of shopping carts and shopping software out there. So we should talk more about this in the forum to help you figure out which of these paths you're actually talking about. But a store is a full-on standalone thing, with the exception of one piece that might fit together and match all your interests, which is Amazon actually has a product called A-Stores. It's literally that, A-Stores. If you go to astores.amazon.com and you're a member of Amazon Associates, which is their affiliate program, you can pick stuff from Amazon. Like you can actually go in and search and find all the books and shoes and whatever it is that you want to sell in your store and add them to a store, and Amazon will host it and everything for you for free. Because, of course, it's full of their goods, right? They make more money than you do when that stuff gets sold. But all that's for free, and that creates a store that you could link to from your WordPress site, and you could have that set up literally in like an hour for free. So that's a good tip, I think, A-Stores. That might match all your requirements in your brief question to me, and I just gave you a 10-minute answer to a two-line question, so it shows how complicated that one is, but I hope it's helpful for you. All right, that's Louine. Thanks, Louine, for writing in. All right, who else we got here? And let me remind you, if you're coming in and you've found the live broadcast, as a bunch of you have, it looks like, you can come into the chat room and ask questions live. Let's just say, I'll write that. Questions go here. There we go. And I want to take just a second here, folks, to pop back over to the event page and see if people were completely confused. Let's see. Oh, Louine, you're watching apparently. Good. I hope you saw that. I just finished talking about you. So I hope that helped. And the link is, let's see. Thank you, Derek. Oh, you're watching as well. It looks like good. You reposted the link. Yes, thank you. Derek, I will get to your Traporta question in a few minutes. And Ray, I'll talk about your website as well, if I can find it again. Holy Sparks, that one was called, and we've got some other questions as well. Okay, so let's keep going. It sounds like we're making progress, and it looks like people are finding where we're at as well. So let's post that once more. Again, sorry for the confusion. Okay. All right, so our next question, let's take this from Kim. Kimberly is a member of Masterminds, actually, but I guess she's watching today. She says, I need help with embedding codes onto my site. Leave. Okay, well, that's pretty general, Kim. That sounds like you need some pretty basic advice, which we can certainly do, but it would probably be better if we spell it out in the forum. But all embedding codes means is that if you go, let's say, YouTube, for example, You click on the share link on YouTube. Underneath that, it will give you some choices. It can give you just a link or an embed code. Click on the embed tab, and you'll get a chunk of code. Usually, I don't know, 4 or 8 or 10 lines of code. You want to select that and copy it, then go to your website. And this is the hard part. You don't copy and paste that into the area where you type, where the pretty stuff, they call that rich text editing. You want to find there's a tab usually or a little angle bracket sign that will say source. It's the source code is where this, because this is code, it needs to go into source code. And click on that tab so that you're editing in the actual underlying code, not the rich text editor where you can do like the coloring of the text and the changing of the sizes and the centering, all those sort of buttons. That's the rich text area. You want to find the other area where it's all just text, plain text. It's usually called source or HTML, something like that. And that's where you paste the embed code, okay? Then once you do that and you save it, then it will appear on your page or your post, all right? That's a pretty basic one, but we do that here, and I'm happy to do it because, you know, that's the kind of stuff that if you went into most forums and you asked, people would laugh at you or they would ignore you, right? Oh, that's so basic. Why don't you know that, you know? But the fact is most of the people in those forums, you know, they've been doing this for a long time, and they're, you know, they think they're really smart, and that's fine. Maybe they are really smart, but that doesn't mean you need to be rude or not helpful. And I try to be helpful, and if you ask questions like this, I don't care how basic your questions are, we'll try to help because I think it's the right thing to do, and everybody needs help now on that, right? So let's do one of our website critiques. We've got several here stacked up today. Looks like this is becoming a popular new feature. So let's talk about the first one. First one on my list, we'll do a screen share here today. And the screen share is going to be over here to Nathan's website. Nathan, I hope you're watching. Let's see if I can get this to work. Screen share. All right. And we're going to go right here and share. Voila. Hey, how do you like that? Okay. So hopefully you guys can see that. And if you can't, please speak up in the chat room and I'll try again. But I think you can. So this is eatexercisedifferently.com. And Nathan's a longtime member of the Click Millionaires Forum, and he's asked for some help and advice on what he could do better or differently on his own website here. So eat, exercise, live differently. Well, first of all, I think Nathan's done a good job of finding a domain name that, you know, in a very crowded space. Lots of diet blogs, lots of nutrition blogs, lots of sites selling solutions in this space. You know, it's an ongoing human need to be interested in this stuff, so it's a good niche anyway. And it's actually more than a niche. It's more like a whole sector. But he found a name that is, you know, all this short stuff would be gone, like loseweightnow.com. You know, that's been gone for years, I'm sure, right? And that's even a three-letter one. So you notice that Nathan went to four letters, eat, exercise, live differently. And I'm sure that was available, and it was clever. And I even like the way you branded it here with the periods here, eat.exercise.live.differently, the complete lifestyle upgrade. So nice concept, clever branding, good start. Now, let's talk about the design a little bit. The problem, Nathan, I took a look at the site earlier. Luckily, unlike some of you, he gave me enough time to look first. So next time, would you, if you want to do this, I'm happy to do it. But please, will you give me more than 10 minutes notice? Please. Nathan, your site, what it's missing is a reason or a call to action. Like I can land on it, and it's you're doing the cool new thing, which is lots of white space. It looks very clean. I like the colors. It's healthy. That's all working for me. What's not working is I don't know why I'm here or what you want from me. There's a lot, and there's so much white space. It's so easy on the eyes that I don't know what to do, and I think you're not using the space effectively. So let's be more specific. A lot of white space up here above the menu. A lot of white space here. A lot of white space between the columns. A lot of padding on the right. You don't want to overdo it, but you need all your initial pitch to be clear, concise, and above the fold. You've got a lot of stuff going on here. Well, I should say a lot of items, but you're offering a lot of data but not much information. I think that's the way they say it sometimes, meaning you're saying a lot, but it's not giving me a message. So what would I do differently? Well, if this is what you're selling, this is your ebook, and it looks like it is, let's find out. If you're selling this ebook, so now here's a sales page. If this is what you're selling, there's a buy now way down there. Hey, that's too much work. I want that buy now page right here, some of that information and the button, and I want you to say, buy this book. Say something. Call to action. Refocusing your health, I guess, you know, this looks real nice as I scroll down. This is a blog. Each of the blogs, you've got a nice graphic. That's working. But again, so much blank space in each of these spaces. I think you need to get it together a little bit better. I mean, compress it. And then you've got some ads down here. They're huge ads. Again, not bad, but the logo for this, there's a typo here, by the way, the logo for each of these companies is not really the most compelling ad. Like, I know what Bluehost is, and I know what AWeber is, because I've been using them for 10 or 15 years, but most people don't. You need to sell it a little. What is AWeber? Why would I want to do it? Etc. Facebook, fine. And then here's the thing that I most thought was missing. It's way down here. Aha! Newsletter link. You don't need to give AWeber a free ad here. I would get rid of that. You don't need to respect our email privacy. Everybody does that these days. I would customize this and put some of the work that you put into the rest of the site in making this attractive and move it way up here. This is even more important than your ebook. So the bottom line is, Nathan, great start, nice theme, very clean and all that. But if you want to make any money, you've got to compress the space. This is valuable real estate above the fold. You need to move everything up to the top and put your email collector right here, sell your book here, and then make it clear why I'm here otherwise. Say something like, what can I help you with? Here's what we do. Here's not just a mission, but here's what's in it for me, right? That's what people want to know. Why am I here? What do you want from me? What can I get out of this? You got to make this very clear. This is kind of, you know, nice talk. When we start following the crowd, we tend to lose focus on the original problem. This is very high concept. If you want to make money, you got to be a lot more direct and say, read this, you'll lose weight. Buy this book, you'll eat better and feel better. You know, get to the point. And then all the other stuff is supporting data, and it looks like you've got plenty of good supporting data. And each of these, all these ads in your right hand could be sprinkled throughout as well. But you need to allow people a quicker idea of why they're here and what they're going to get out of it. All right. So that's a quick version of what we're doing as a screen share for Nathan. I hope that's helpful to you, Nathan. We've got a few more of those to do today as well. If you'd like one of these for yourself, I'll do a 15 or 20-minute personalized interview for you, or review, I should say, of your website at expertwebsitereviews.com, expertwebsitereviews.com. We'll really get into the nitty-gritty, and I'll give you more actionable steps than we have time to do in these open public events, okay? Also, if you upgrade to the Masterminds Forum at mastermindsforum.com, we'll do one for you for free. All right, so let's go on to our next question, Nathan. I hope that was helpful to you. You're off to a good start there, and I know you've pretty much started from scratch just a few months ago as a member of our clickmillionaires.com forum, so congratulations on the progress. Don't let anything I said there discourage you. You're on the way. All righty. Next up, let's see. Well, since we're doing a screen share, let me pop over just a second. I wanted to just show those of you who don't know what I'm talking about. I wanted to show you Click Millionaires website itself. This is a labor of love for me. I do not make any money on this. I wish I did, of course. But I'm trying to give everybody an idea of how they can help. So here, obviously, you can see us promoting today's event. But this is the real action, all right? These are featured forum discussions, and down here is all the latest activity. So you can see what's hot right now. These are questions that are relevant to any of you who are online marketers. When should you quit on a project? Great discussion here by Adam. He's got a partner. They have a business. It's doing so-so. What to do next? Do you fold it? Do you sell it? Do you give up? Do you double down? I mean, those are all good questions. 30 ways to promote your blog, an infographic. That sounds useful. Sheila shared an awesome checklist for websites, and this is awesome. I commented on this over the weekend myself. It's a very useful checklist if you're new to setting up a website. Something about LinkedIn. Paul's kids won a scholarship over there in Singapore, I think. Jackie's talking about how to get past struggling. There's a great video in this conversation actually by Steve Harvey about jumping into things. I thought it was a great video. Thank you, Jackie, for posting the conversation, and Charles for posting that video. Email opt-in forms. Here's a piece I put about the future of super bandwidth, how that's going to change the market, the Kindle marketing, widgets and gadgets and databases. Oh, here's a Facebook friends and likes caravan. That's a way if you're looking to build up your presence on Facebook, you can come in and join our caravan, and the caravan will, and here's a Pinterest one as well, join our caravans, and you and the other members can all like and follow each other, and it can build up your followers real fast. Facebook advertising, Amazon Kindle. We get an idea. People introducing themselves, Pinterest, all this and more is yours for free over at clickmillionaires.com. And I think it's worth joining, obviously, and I hope that it might be useful to you too. So one of those questions that hasn't been explored too much yet, and Dennis posted for me on Google Plus instead, was about ebooks. And Dennis said he would like some tips on marketing e-publishing publications. And I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I think he marketing an e-publishing publication, I think he means an ebook. So Dennis, I think you're talking about ebooks, and if you're not, then come into the forum and we can talk about it some more. But marketing an ebook, well, that's a whole big discussion. As you can see, for example, on the forum there just a moment ago, there are a bunch of discussions about Kindle, right? A lot of ebooks now are published for the Amazon Kindle platform, and that's something that I'll talk about here in just a second. And if you want to go a particular direction with this, of course, we can follow up in the forum. But the basics of marketing an ebook, I want to hit a couple points that I think are often overlooked. When people set out to write an ebook, they're in love with the content, right? You're writing this ebook, and this is true of real books too. And you know, believe me, I know I've written a bunch of quote unquote real books. You know, like these. You know, these are 100,000 word books, and you can fall in love with your own content. And secondly, they might fall in love with the writing voice or their own voice and just editing it to death. Neither of those matters much on having a successful ebook launch. I know it's disappointing, but the content isn't really what sells an ebook. And since you asked about marketing them, I want to talk about what does matter. Now, let me just say for a minute here, the podcast is about to cut out. And if you want to catch the rest of this show later, the audio-only version is ending. But if you'd like to come over to clickmillionaires.com, you can catch a replay there. Or at blogtalkradio.com or on YouTube as well. And we'll hope that we'll see the rest of you podcast listeners next time here on Go Officer. Now, back to our ebooks. So if you're going to write a book, it's important to have a good book. Of course it is. But you have to take that as a given, right? Because hype will not sell a bad book past the launch. If you want a book to continue to sell, like my books have continued to sell, there's hundreds of 4 and 5 star reviews, for example, for this latest one, Click Millionaires, over on Amazon. You really do have to put some time in and write a good book. But assuming that that's the entry cost to even have this discussion, the next thing that people really overlook, especially if they're writers, it's very simple, it's the cover. The cover art is critical. And I can't tell you how many people come to me with they're so excited about their new ebook and they really are thinking it's going to make them rich. And it does because the cover's ugly. And it doesn't take much. You can take weeks or months or sometimes years to write a book, and people seem to refuse to spend $30 or $50 or $100 on having a good cover art designed. And that is the number one tip I would have for you, Dennis, because most sales of ebooks these days, they're ebooks, they're online. And you need that thumbnail, that little art. It might not be any bigger than a postage stamp. For example, in Amazon search, it needs to pop and look cool. And if you haven't spent the time to do that, why is anybody going to buy your book, right? They're not going to believe that the content is good. The cover has to be killer. Along with that, I would say that the title has to be good and so on. But that exterior packaging is the last thing that most authors want to think about. They spend so much time psyching themselves up writing the books like, I'm an author. I'm going to write a real book. It's going to be great. It is great. I've written this great thing. Oh, well, people will just figure it out. I'm done. The book is done. I'm done. That's wrong. You've got to get the cover together, okay? So hopefully that – I don't want to beat that up too much. I've been very happy with my publisher as some examples, right? I'll show you some examples. These covers pop even when they're small. Like, look how big the type is on that, right? And this guy, and it has your name on it and stuff. But imagine how this looks very small, right? The words need to be big and they need to pop. They even put gold foil on that. Can you see it reflecting? That's a fancy, fancy thing. In the second book, similar, they kept it the same theme. And look at these. They're very eye-catching. I've got complaints about my publisher like any author does. But spending the time and money on book covers really makes a difference. And these pop on Amazon even when they're only this big. And that's what you need to do too. So beyond that, Dennis, let's talk in the forum. I did say I was going to mention Amazon, though. Getting the book onto Amazon.com is another critical step. I would look at your own website and Amazon.com as kind of partners or really more of a hub and spokes approach. Chris Brogan used to talk about this. The hub is your website, But Amazon is a spoke, and you need that spoke to be driving traffic back to your site. So another way to think about ebook publication is that Amazon is a marketing channel. And you put the ebook up there, and you can play lots of games with Kindle, right? There's free, you can give it away free for a day or a week. You can raise the price, you can lower the price. Lots of things you can do on Amazon. But the goal of some of that, at least, is customer acquisition, not just sales. And I have recommended and worked with people who actually write a short version of their ebook, put it on Amazon at a low price or even free, and then some percentage of the people that buy and read that are then convinced that they want more from you, and then they come back to your main website where you really get into a relationship and sell them the full package, which instead of $4 might be $40. Or it's a big one of those big guru things that's $4,000, right? And really thinking about Amazon not just as a bookstore but as a customer acquisition channel can really change how you think about ebook marketing. So enough on that, Dennis. We don't want to do a whole day on this, but let's talk about this more in the forum. I hope that's helpful and eye-opening to you a little bit at least. Ebooks are certainly the coming thing, and I'd recommend anybody to pursue that, like Dennis, if you're interested in this. And as you saw, there's already at least two discussions going on about Kindle in the free forum right now, and if you'd like to come over to Masterminds, we can talk about it in even more depth. Okay, next up, I've got a question for you guys, and I would love your feedback on this. The timing of this broadcast, we do these about once a month, the free video office hours, for the public audience at the free Click Millionaires forum, and I do them at it's basically 5:30 Eastern time in the U.S., which is 2:30 Pacific, and 10:30 at night in the U.K. So we'll talk about 5:30 Eastern. The question is, I've struggled for years, I guess, to find a slot that will work for people all over the world, because we literally have people tuning in, not just from here in California or in Texas or New York, but also, of course, in the United Kingdom, in Germany, and then all over in Asia, too. We've got people in Japan and the Philippines and Australia and Hawaii, of course, in between. So it's literally a global audience, and I know we can't serve everybody. But for years we tried, and I found this 2:30 Pacific, which is my time, so it's the middle of my afternoon, 5:30 on the East Coast for a lot of you. Hopefully you're getting off work or the day is slowing down, you can join us. But it's not too late for those of you in the United Kingdom. And some of you even in Germany tune in, I know, when it's even later for you, and thank you for that. So the question is, I don't want to change the day or the time too much, because we're trying to serve a lot of people. But would an hour later make a difference? Just 1 hour later? Because I got several comments on that event page that you were still at work. And at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, maybe that's not late enough, but would 6:30 make enough of a difference for you that you could then join us? Because we'd like to have you join us, right? If I'm going to do this, I'd like to be doing it at a time where you can benefit from it. So anyway, come into the forum or email me, respond to one of the emails you get, and just say, yes, an hour later would make a difference, or an hour earlier. I'm not going to start doing Saturday morning podcasts. That's time for me. I'm a Click Millionaire. That's my lifestyle time with my family. I'm not going to do them Sunday nights. We'll do them weekdays during kind of my business hours, because I'm doing this for free. But if an hour or two here or there would help you, please let me know and we will make a change, or at least try it, okay? All right, next up. Let's see. How are we doing on time? Okay, so we're a little more than halfway through. Let's just check. We've got a couple more new sites to look at here, and let's see if other folks want to come and anybody's commenting or complaining over here where I screwed up the let's see. Hopefully folks are seeing this. Yeah, it looks like they are, or maybe just Google stopped late, started late. No, it looks like it's working. Okay. Okay, sorry to go through that every time we do this, but Google, they're confusing. And that's, maybe that gives some of you heart. I've been doing this for 20 years, and this stuff confuses me. Don't worry. It's okay to be confused. Every techie likes to pretend that, you know, they're perfect, and a typical nerd reaction is, you know, what do you mean you don't get it? You must be stupid. It ain't true. This stuff is not always clear. Not always perfect, and you're not stupid. Okay. All right, so we've got Dave. Dave has a website about baby names, and hold on, I'm getting lost in all my own windows here. Just 1 second. Dave has a website about baby names, and Derek has a Indiegogo crowdfinanced project on Indiegogo for travel agents. So it looks cool. And let's see. And then we've got, is it Ray, I think, with Jewish art books. So quite a combination today. We're covering the whole gamut. And let's go. Well, let's go next. Let's go through those in order, I guess. Let's do Ray. All right. Hey, Ray. And there's Ray. Look. Oh, no. Sorry. I got to click the screen share for you guys. And here's our friend, our new friend, Ray. There she is. Hey. Hi, Ray. All right. So this is Ray's website. And Ray, Jewish art and books for spiritual and personal development. So this is a nice looking site. Ray, I want to compliment you on, well, you're an artist, I guess. It has a nice feel to it, and it doesn't feel cookie cutter. Obviously, you're using some sort of theme or template here because you've got this, you know, fairly stiff banner menu across the top, and you're following a traditional layout, which is fine, you know, a header, banner, menu, and then content down the middle. But you did a really nice job with the purple and the watercolor here, trying to, you know, just kind of break out of the shape and give it some non-standard form, and I'm very impressed by that. I'm not an artist myself, so maybe that's easy to do, but it looks good to me. So, and it's different, and that's really important on the internet. Okay, so enough of my compliments. Let's talk about what we could do better. Well, let's see. What we could do better is, let's see. Well, first of all, I got another compliment, Ray. Sorry. I noticed you did this all in one column. Now, this is unusual. Those of you who look at websites know, right? See how this? She has this really wide email collector in the middle and then this wide video, and all it's all one column. Now, my suspicion is that Ray did this for mobile responsiveness, which means that this will actually look good on phone or a tablet as well as on a big monitor like the one I'm using right now. So this is smart. This is kind of the wave of the future. I don't think it's as effective on the web, on a PC monitor, because I'd rather see some of this stuff kind of up here where you could get more at once above the fold. But I would guess that Ray or her designers are doing that because it will look good on a tablet or mobile. And Lord knows, no pun intended there, the audience for mobile devices is skyrocketing. So it's smart to think this way. I'm not sure this is perfect, but it's a darn good start. So nice job, Ray. Okay, more specifically, now we'll get into enough of the compliments. So Holy Sparks, it's a cute name. I'm not sure what that has to do with the JewishArtBooks.com URL. If this is your name, this is your brand. There's a little confusion here. And what I most want to say, Ray, when I looked at it, I'm not sure what you're doing. Are you selling books here? Is that the idea? Because I don't see anything about anything to buy here. There's services and commissions, and I clicked on that earlier, and I guess that you will actually custom make things, which is cool, so I guess you're really an artist. And by the way, I like the large font on here. It just makes it really easy to read, especially for older audiences who I guess people are collecting art like this for probably middle-aged or more, so big font is a good idea for older users. But this landing page doesn't say to me, hey, new customer, buy this anywhere. You get some gifts, and there's some secrets you can discover, and there are art and books, but this might just be a gallery or a museum or an educational site. And if that's what you're doing, then fine, but I'm guessing you're trying to sell stuff. So if that's the case, I think you need to be more upfront or put these up higher. If these are your books and you're selling these, then each of these aren't even linked. You see this? Ooh, that one is. Okay, so one out of three is linked. That's confusing. Okay, so here we go. Now that's actually a link, and that's interesting and good. But why is this one linked and these aren't, right? And you need to explain this. Oh, here you did. Sorry, I missed that. Very small. Click on the cover to shop for this book on Amazon. Okay, you'd be way too shy about this, okay? Click on this image to get closer to God. Well, I got to try that. Okay, now this is more what your homepage should look like. Here's books by Ray from this press, and then there should be buy buttons, and this should be clickable. All of this is more like what I'd like to see on your homepage, Ray. Sell the stuff. Don't be shy. It's beautiful. You've got a targeted audience who's probably predisposed towards believing you and trusting the work that you're doing, and it's really nice looking, so you got to sell it. I'll leave it at that. One other thing, back to the compliments, you're doing a good job of making this a big and clear pitch for your to build your email list. I think that's great. Take just a minute with some of your nice art and pretty this up. This is such a boring, this is AWeber standard template. This is just ugly. I mean, you can, on any other website, it would be fine. But given how pretty the rest of this just stands out to me as something I don't want to click on compared to the rest of it. So you think you're doing yourself a disservice here. And if you're going to have two free gifts, especially if they're beautiful, put a picture of those in there and make this more enticing. Instead of having this go all the way across the central column, I would make the form only, you know, maybe this big, and then put a picture here of the gifts they're going to get. And that would make this a lot more interesting if you want to stick with this one column layout. Okay, I hope that's helpful. That's just a couple quick tips. We've got several other people that we need to talk about, but hope that heads you in the right direction. One more compliment. I like the fact that your face is on here. A lot of people hide, and you've just put it right there. It's a nice photo. You're smiling. Looks like somebody I'd like to do business with. Bam. You know, I'm predisposed towards investigating, but you need to do a better job of helping me understand what it is I might be here for and what you're selling. That's what's missing, okay? Some calls to action. Make it more store-like. This often happens. I do a lot of reviews for artists, and they build these beautiful sites that don't sell anything, and they wonder why. It's like, because you didn't ask. Salesmen ask for the sale. You need to ask for the sale if you want anybody to buy something. That's how it works. All right, good. Well, thank you for that, Ray. That was a last-minute submission, and it looks like we got through it all righty. And next up, we will look at some more. Let's see, what do we have? We did these. And let's see. Next up, we've got, Dave. All right, let's talk about Dave's. And then I've got one more and a really nice quote from Martin Luther King I wanted to share with you. And if there's anything else I can do for you, of course, clickmillionaires.com is the place. And you can come over there and post follow-up questions, especially if you're watching this in replay or listening later. Come on over and join the forum, and we'll try to help you. Okay, so Dave. Now, Dave has a website about baby names. Man, we're covering all angles today. Baby names. Let's go find Dave's baby name site. There it is, Baby Names for Success. So this is a baby name site that we're going to look at, and Dave is a member of clickmillionaires.com. And he posted a long post where he asked for a whole bunch of feedback all at once when he was brand new to the forum the other day. And I just wanted to say, Dave, some people, Victor, my good friend Victor, I think said, you know, that, hey, that's a little much. And that's all he meant. When you're new to a forum, and I'll tell you this to the rest of you folks, you come into a forum and you immediately want a whole bunch of feedback for yourself before the other folks, before you've commented on other people's stuff and helped them a little bit, it's just a little off-putting. Just like if you walked into a party and said, hey, everybody, listen to my story. Right? You want to listen to a little bit to the others and participate a little bit, and then you'll get much better feedback. And I think that's why your post didn't get more responses, because you were new to the party and you just kind of barged in and started making demands of people. And that's not what people are there for. Of course, they want to help,